Scientific and technological advances and open markets are creating both opportunities and challenges for today's organizations. To stay relevant as a company, you need to be able to adapt to unprecedented change, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity. In this podcast, we will explore how leaders can build such organizations. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. How are you today, Jimmy?
I am great. Nice to see you again, Masse. So, what do we have in store today?
So today we're going to reconnect with the first episode we did in this series, which was about product-led organizations. And one of the factors that enables the possibility to achieve business outcomes and user outcomes, and thus becoming product-led, is having empowered product teams. So today's topic is about the concept and practice of empowered product teams.
Yes, and today we're going to go through what a product team is and isn't, what they're about, their purpose, when it's relevant to have them, and how to make the best use of them, and some of the prerequisites to set them up for success.
Let's start with covering in which context product teams are most relevant.
Yeah, and in one of the previous episodes, we introduced and talked about the Kinevin framework.
Yeah, it was an episode about being complexity conscious.
Yes, so let's look at an empowered product team through the lens of Kinevin. If your entire organization or part of your business truly lives in a clear domain, earlier referred to as an obvious or simple domain, where everything is predictable, you don't have to be agile or flexible, there's actually not much need for product teams. You have a crystal clear picture where you and the users and where you're going. In this case, you can have teams implementing obvious solutions to known problems. For example, component teams that builds part of the solution and everything fits well together in the end. And the same kind of reasoning when you're in the complicated domain, when simple logic and analysis is enough to find and validate a solution. Also, if there's no big market surprises or no competitors, you can probably get away with not having empowered product teams. You might have backlog secretaries translating wishes from stakeholders into specific features for feature teams to build. And it's totally fine that you focus on output and not necessarily the outcome or impact. But if you do live in the complex domain with uncertainty, a lot of competition, rapidly evolving technology, surprise laws, and want to be able to respond fast, then having empowered product teams is a necessary asset. Without them, you won't be able to meet the needs of your users and potentially go out of business.
And the purpose of product teams is to serve their users and society in ways that meets the needs of the business and our planet. So exploring ways to meet all of these needs, finding a suitable balance between business, planet, society, and users' needs. Also, using technology to continuously develop and provide relevant solutions. So essentially, a product is a function of technology and value for the user, society, business, and planet.
Would it be possible for us to be a little bit more specific?
Sure, let's try. First off, let's be clear that product teams is not a team of only product managers that's trying to figure out what the right thing to build is. Instead, it's a team that typically consists of people with relevant technical and UX experience and product management skills. And they do a combination of things. For example, they gather insights on how users interact with their offering. Could be their app or their servers, or whatever it is they're building. How much it meets user and business needs. They explore challenges and improve the experience for users or a cohort of users. They build something that lets users complete specific tasks or goals. They solve specific customer problems. They run experiments to figure out how to influence specific short or long-term business outcomes. They explore what metrics drive a specific business outcome. And they explore, develop, and use the technology that enables them to do all of these things. So they're essentially tasked with product delivery and discovery. Even so, they're empowered to do delivery and discovery, and empowered to deliver potential solutions and validating their desired outcomes. So I would think that most people agree that that doing these activities are necessary for a business to navigate through complexity and uncertainty.
And as a leader thinking about this, you might go, yeah, this makes sense. It's even obvious that we should have empowered product teams. Let's tell them, you're now product teams, figure it out, be happy, add it.
Yeah.
Or you might think or say that, yeah, makes sense, but for us, practically, it's not going to work. Our teams won't be able to do this. They don't have the knowledge or even the interest in doing this. Instead, we should have leadership and our smartest people figure it out and then tell the teams what the right thing to build is. Mm. You could have these thoughts, right?
Yeah. But hopefully you say, for our teams to become empowered product teams, there's likely a set of conditions that are more suitable than others that will help them on their way. Let's figure out what some of those are and work on creating them.
One of those conditions we would like to highlight is this one. Create an understanding of the landscape your business is operating in. Put thought into what the needs of the market, planet, users, and customers are. And also consider what technology is available and the evolutionary state of that technology. Is the tech brand new, or has it been around for some time and is easily available for everyone? Or is it somewhere in between? Furthermore, explore and understand the correlation between different technologies. What challenges and opportunities does this create? What effect does this have on society and the state of the planet? And ultimately, what could potentially be done to meet those identified needs? This underlying condition is important for you as a leader in creating relevant conditions for your teams. For example, worldly mapping is particularly helpful with this one.
Yes. This condition feeds into one of perhaps the most obvious conditions or preconditions for product teams, and that is to have a clear product vision and strategy. Without having an idea or belief of what it is you're trying to accomplish, for whom and how to aid decision making, the teams in your business will be fumbling in the dark. So time should be spent on articulating a vision, visualizing it, getting the team's perspective on it so it's understood, and perhaps most importantly, so it can be internalized by the teams. Spending time on creating heuristics or providing a framework or reasoning that helps the team take decisions on how to move towards the vision, which is what strategy is really about. And here are some of the tools that's particularly helpful is worldly mapping, Kinevin, or Spotify DIB.
And perhaps the most obvious condition, and we've already briefly mentioned it, is having relevant and key skills in the team, or at least easily available to them. Having relevant knowledge to address known uncertainties. Tech engineering. How can we use technology to achieve the vision using evolutionary incremental steps? How big would the effort be, and a guess on how long it would take? Figuring out feasibility. Having UX people and UX skills to figure out usability. How can we create the best experience for our users? And what makes our product easy, desirable, enjoyable, functional to use? And have the skills to figure out how we can provide enough value for the planet, society, users, and our business. And these things are typically covered by a product manager.
Yep. Another condition is to be sensible with dependencies between teams. So slicing and defining team missions in a way that teams don't create unwanted obstacles for each other, and instead enables them to be productive and enables interaction that both creates innovation and keeps the product coherent for users' experience and the business itself. If you're successful as a company, this work becomes continuous as you gain new insights, fail invalidated assumptions. As business opportunities change and technology evolves, you will adjust, split, spawn new teams, remove team missions. This is really important work. It's also never ending. Truly challenging as well.
There's also the important capability to be able to collect, analyze, and act on data about how customers use our product. This includes giving the team access, direct line of sight to their users. Also access to technology and tools in the fields of data engineering, data infrastructure, and data science. And by hiring people and or investing in off-the-shelf software as a service products. This capability is sometimes referred to as product intelligence. Being able to adopt this capability is super challenging because the factors that influence user behaviors are complex. My experience is that this is an area that generally don't get the focus and investment it deserves.
And the final condition we would like to mention is the condition of trust. So to create empowered product teams, you need to have trust on all levels. Teams need to trust leadership and management, and vice versa. So having low levels of trust will make it more difficult in having product teams. Even per definition, your teams won't be empowered product teams without trust. Trust is crucial and serves as a foundation.
So true. And if trust is an area you'd like to dig more into, we suggest that you listen to the last two episodes. They're about inclusive leadership and being people positive.
That's it. And it's, I guess it's a lot to digest. Creating truly empowered product teams is difficult. Many of the conditions we've mentioned are surrounded by complexity. So creating them involves curiosity, exploration, and sense making.
Yeah. So let's help out to recap all the things we talked about. First, product teams are empowered to engage in delivery and discovery, delivering potential solutions and validating their desired outcomes to serve the needs of the users, society, business, and our planet.
Yes, they are also a necessary asset during complexity and uncertainty, when there's a lot of competition, when the technology they use is evolving, and they want to be able to respond fast.
And for teams to become empowered product teams, leaders need to create a number of suitable conditions.
And if you're unsure of where to start your journey towards creating empowered product teams, we suggest you look at the current conditions in your organization and identify those conditions that either prevents or enables your teams to become product teams. There's also a lot of useful tools and reading material on this subject. We provided some links in the written description of this episode to get you started.
And as a final note, and before we forget, the business case for creating empowered product teams is to be able to act and react quickly to insight on changes in the market and user behaviors, the rise of new customer needs or business opportunities, to flourish and stay in business, to survive.
Yeah, well put. That's a wrap. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye-bye.